When it comes to the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, I always like to make sure that we're all on the same page, especially since this, of all the feasts of the church year, seems to get the most confused. I mean, other than maybe Easter, people thinking it has to do with some big white bunny, I don't know. But in terms of the Immaculate Conception of Mary, we're not talking about when Mary conceived Jesus within her womb without any help from a man. Rather, that would be the Feast of the Annunciation, which takes place on March 25th, which is amazingly exactly 9 months before Christmas. Coincidence? I think not. No, the Immaculate Conception that we celebrate today, because this would be a very short gestation period if this were the time when Mary actually conceived Jesus in her womb. The Immaculate Conception of Mary is the time when Mary was conceived in the womb of her mother Anne. And so we celebrate this conception where she was conceived from the first moment without any sin. Funny that 9 months from today, nine months from yesterday when we would normally celebrate the Immaculate Conception, is September 8th. That's Mary's birthday. Coincidence? I think not. But in any case, this is where we celebrate how Mary, from the first moment of her conception and throughout her whole life, was without sin. Now that we've got the ground rules kind of set up, let's get into my homily as such. Father, you've been going on for 2 minutes and you haven't even started your homily yet? Yes, that is true. But what we're looking at today is this great and incredible thing. We hear in the first reading today about the fall of humanity, where Adam has taken the fruit he's not supposed to eat. And what's one of the first things that happens with the fall? The first thing that happens with sin. Suddenly there's this fear of God. We're afraid. We were afraid because we were naked, so we hid. Now, up to this time, Adam's always been hanging out in the garden with God and Eve. But they've been hanging out with God and walking with Him. But now, after they've sinned, they're afraid of God. They run away. And isn't this kind of the normal way that we go about that when we sin, we're afraid of God. We run from Him instead of running to Him. The one who can heal us. We run from God. We're afraid. We've closed up ourselves because we're afraid of being punished. And yet, if only we knew that if we had run to Him, we would find great healing and peace. And then, immediately after that, God then doles out the punishment. And to the serpent, He says, you will slither on your belly and all that stuff. But He says, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. She will crush your head and you will strike at her heel. That there's this enmity now between them. And there's this is what's called the proto-gospel, the first good news. That just after the sin and just after, as the punishment is being doled out, God is saying, but there's good news in the future. There will come a time where the head of Satan will be crushed. That I will send my Son. I already have the plan in place. I will send my Son to destroy the power of the evil one. And there will come another woman who will be the one that will bring about this great gift. Carol Hauslander describes Our Lady this way. Our Lady said yes. She said yes for us all. It was as if the human race were in a little dark house without light or air, locked and latched. The wind of the Spirit had beaten on the door, rattled the windows, tapped on the dark glass with the tiny hands of flowers, flung golden seeds against it. Even in the hours of storm, lashed it with the boughs of a great tree, the prophecy of the cross. And yet the Spirit was outside. But one day, a girl opened the door, and the little house was swept pure and sweet by the wind. Seas of light swept through it, and the light remained in it. And in that little house, a child was born. And that child was God. Our Lady said yes for the human race. Each one of us must echo that yes for our own lives. Our Lady has said yes for us because so often we don't say yes to the coming of the Spirit. We don't say yes to God. We don't say yes with our whole heart, mind, soul, strength, and being to the love of God. Our Lady's perfect yes, though, has opened the door for all of us to then become one with Christ. And this is the gift, this is part of the grace of the consecration to Jesus through Mary, which many of you have been preparing for 33 days. Many of you have been during that book, The 33 Days to Morning Glory, as we've been preparing to give ourselves to Jesus through Mary. This is where she has said her yes, her big yes, her fiat, her let it be done to me according to your word. And then throughout her life, she was always yes to God, always saying, whatever you will, do whatever he tells you. And that yes culminates with her being crowned in glory in heaven. And she has said, now I will share my yes with all of humanity. Because so often we say no. We say no to God. We hold back. And so when we give, even just with desire, our hearts to Our Lady, she then takes that and perfects it and brings it into the hands of Almighty God. I think about a few years ago, someone had come to me just in the middle of the preparation. He says, in another week, I'm supposed to be consecrating myself to Mary, but I'm not sure that I'm ready. And I says, well, what's the problem? And he said, well, you know, there's so much sin and the like in my life. I said, do you have desire to give yourself to God through Mary? He said, yes, but I'm not sure I'm ready. He says, well, if you have that desire, give yourself, and Mary will take care of the rest. He came to me afterwards, and he said, thank you, because that was it's what I needed. She's done much. We are called to give ourselves imperfectly, because we are imperfect. To give whatever imperfections we have to Our Lady. To give ourselves in trust that she will take care of us. That she will take our little broken offerings and bring them before the Lord. I probably shared this with you before, but St. Louis de Montfort used this image where he talks about, you know, if some poor man wanted some favor from the king, and so he takes the little bit of fruit that he has and he wants to give it to the king, but it's nothing. It's not worthy to go before him. But he goes to the king's mother and he hands it to her. And so she takes it and places it on a gold platter and dresses it up nicely in order to bring it before the king so that it is worthy to go before him. She perfects the gifts we have. She perfects the gifts no matter how unworthy, no matter how broken. We can trust her. So often we're afraid to entrust our lives completely to God. And yet God has such a great plan. Might he take the things that we love away? Yes, he might. But only because he has something even better to give us. It's like a little child who loves chewing gum. Because that's like the greatest thing in the world, right? Chewing gum. And he's invited. I have a great plan for you. We're going to have a lot of fun But in order to go to this place where we're going to have a lot of fun, you can't be chewing gum. Well, if we hold on to our chewing gum, what's going to happen? Well, we can't go in. But when the child says, okay, I'll trust you, and they give up the gum, then they're allowed into the incredible amusement park, where they can enjoy all the rides and all that wonderful stuff and not stick their gum on the bottom of the seat like they might be tended to do. Incidentally, I have cleaned the bottoms of many pews in my life. Please, if you ever do chew gum when you come into church, please don't stick it underneath the pew. Really appreciate that. Just saying. But Our Lady wants to bring our little offering of ourselves before the Lord. Will we entrust ourselves to her? It doesn't have to be perfect. We just have to do it with love and whatever desire we can muster in our hearts. And when we do, that little, tiny, minuscule yes that we give, she then unites with her fiat, let it be done to me according to your word, that perfect yes that she gave. And we are brought in that yes into the arms of God.